Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for some birthday emails brought to you by San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
Patolos, today's my daughter Kinley's birthday. Can you wish her a happy 11th birthday with some dad jokes, a fart, and Coach Ted encouraging her for the upcoming 12U hockey season? Thanks, guys.
Nice. That's
from David from Rochester, New York.
That makes much more sense now.
How old, 11?
11.
11.
Shoot, so hard to find.
11.
Why can't you make an appointment with a librarian? Why can't you make an appointment with a librarian?
I don't know.
She's all booked up. I thought that was appropriate for 11.
Yeah, 11, good.
More 11-year-old appropriate jokes. Guys, I actually did eat a kid's meal last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her parents got really angry with me. And what did T-Rex say after his workout? What did T-Rex say after his workout?
I don't know.
Dinosaur.
Dinosaur. That's pretty good. All right. 12U hockey. I don't know if I'm going to tell you to start lifting yet. You're only 11. That seems a little egregious. I would say, man, listen, at this age, the most important thing is not going to be the wins and losses. You got to fundamentally understand the sport. Now, sure, you want your team to be good, but whatever position you're learning, learn them all. Be good at it. Don't forget to back check.
Oh, no. I'm having a massive explosion over here. I got Coke Ted going with Coach Ted. Patel, thanks for 20 years of laughs. My son AJ is who introduced me to the men's room, and I've been cracking up ever since. Today, he is 25. So, could he get a suck it up cupcake? Coach Ted and the captain giving him advice on how to slay the next 25. Lots of love there from mom, dad, and from Candace.
So,
separate?
Suck it up cupcake!
I think the coach is first.
All right, I was just going to judge the captain. I'm sure he's got horrible advice.
I have the best.
Real advice, you're 25. So, I don't know if you've started yet. Start saving a little money there. Other than that, man, you got to cruise into 30, all right? Late 20s to me are a sweet spot in life, right? You're not in your 30s yet. People don't expect you to be responsible. Hell, you're just a kid. Your 20s, do whatever you want. So after that, come back and talk to Coach. Next 5 years, though, should be on cruise control.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Coming to the old Capitan and how to slay for the next 25 years. There are three ingredients you need to slay, as you say. Clean sheets, boxed wine, and cocaine. You're welcome. Crunch Berry.
Fellas, I want to wish my girlfriend Erin a happy 45th birthday, the sexiest, most beautiful woman I know. Can we get a Pat Sajak, some green beans, and the captain talking about the time he rafted the Deschutes River in Eastern Oregon? I love you, baby. That from Sam.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Green bean. What? Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Me and all the mascots went down to Deschutes River. Quite a good time. We called it a team-building exercise, which is code for having orgies and doing copious amounts of drugs. But we started at the very beginning of the river, and we finally finished at the end of the river known as Lava Lake, which, oddly enough, was the nickname Little Debbie got when she had dysentery. Crunch Berries.
Boo Bitch is 49 years old today. Can I please get the Dirty Germans telling me what's going to happen after the Pixies concert tonight? Thanks, guys. That from Jason.
Yeah, if you play your cards right, you'll go after one of these songs, and she will take your skin monkey to heaven.
Yeah, I think she's aware there'll be no sleep, because Lord knows she'll be up outside on the sticks.
Is that a real Pixie song?
This monkey goes to heaven.
This monkey.
Yeah, I added skins. That means your penis.
And finally for the birthdays, guys, it's my girlfriend's 50th today. Her name is Andrea. Love her to pieces. Please give her turtle sex to Leroy Jenkins, followed by the captain. Then the Dirty Germans telling her how much fun she'll have from her loving boyfriend, Reggie.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, with a name like Reggie, you just know he's dirty. Otherwise, he would go by Reginald. Maybe he's a Reg man, but yeah. I think Reggie's going to get quite nasty down there tonight.
Yeah, so, you know, Reggie, they call him Dirty Reggie around the way.
Yeah.
He used to live on the block, because he will do anything with his tongue. Anything.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Why sell yourself short, Reggie? Your name is Reggie White. I'd hope for her birthday you'd let me let your historic namesake and just run unexpectedly out of the room as you're about to poop yourself. Wait 10 minutes with a big old smile on your face, tell her what happened, and then, as Reggie would do, get down in the trenches. Crunch bears.
Oh, by the way, it's going to contest on the line now for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, 206-803-ROCK. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here until we get a contestant online. Guys, my own profile this. I have been listening for years, and profile this is well cemented into my brain. Today I was eating some almonds and felt a very hard couple of crunches. I immediately thought of Thrill's voice listing off possible answers. Mouse bones, my first thought. After inspection, I found that I had cracked my molar and was chewing on that. I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. Yeah. Chew responsibly. That from Ryan.
Ryan, I've
done
it.
Sorry that happened to you, man.
I did it with a real tooth, man. And I didn't realize I had, like, cracked chip part of it. Same thing. And I was crunching. I was like, this is really hard. And then, like, the next day I wake up, like, God damn, my tooth is killing me.
You know what I like about us as human beings, though? Because I think we've all been there. Like, God, this is so hard. We don't think maybe pull this weird foreign thing out of our mouth that we know damn well shouldn't be there. Like, I'm going to crunch through this and swallow it. Then discover, oh, it's my tooth.
Yes.
What would you change about your partner, guys? Sorry for being a bit slow here mentally. Reflecting on the men's room shows from last week. Mine goes back to you guys asking the hard-hitting question of what would you change about your significant other? Took me a few days, few hours of research. I came up with a choice. Body. I wish my significant other had that big, glorious...
Ba-dunk-dunk butt.
No,
mud
front
flaps.
Side that she got lasered off.
Oh.
All I have are memories of that magnificent pre-lasered lady.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep rocking, fellas. Huge fan. You make my daily commute survivable. That from Patty.
Lost his wife's goatee.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah, that's a real...
Her front tee.
That's Scott's turf builder with moss control.
That's a real bummer.
That's a crazy one. I feel like nobody's really letting it all go anymore, but this guy, he was all about
he's
it.
He's sad.
Yeah. She lasered it.
You can laser that off?
You can laser anything off, dude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of trouble to go through, but...
Right. Hit me, Doc.
Right. Good. I go in once a week to get one hair removed. From where? You can't tell.
Yeah, think about that. Spend all that money and no one knows except him.
He's upset. Say, so if you laser it off, it doesn't come back?
Here's the issue. You got to go multiple times. I got my back lasered once, and it was extremely painful. And I never went back and did it again, so it all grew back.
How many? So, three treatments?
He's got a chance then.
No. She probably did it the correct way and did all the treatments in a row. Mine's like a clear cut that they planted. Like, as soon as I was done, there was little trees growing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play, although our contestant just dropped off the line. Guess what? We don't have time for that, so you guys will be playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Lucky you.
We got time for that.
Best and worst car brands or America's Hot Sauce? What do you want to do?
Let's do hot sauce only because I saw the car brands earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
So and I can't guarantee I'll remember.
Most popular hot sauces?
Yeah, these are the 10 most popular hot sauces across the United States of America.
I don't know why I said that.
I was going to say, you have a stroke. Or
hot sauces. Yeah. Most popular.
Right?
It depends on where you live, on what you choose to enjoy.
Everyone likes these.
It really does. So, I'll
get into
those. Hey,
dude, we're going to talk about them sauces now.
I'll get into those specific areas as we go on. But you guys know the game. These are the top 10 hot sauce and chili sauce brands in the United States.
All right.
Do we have a guess? Just get this thing going.
I mean,
Frank's.
Number one.
Yep.
Yep.
Tabasco.
Tabasco, number six.
Wow.
Sriracha.
Sriracha, number two. That is Hufong Foods, right?
Let me check.
Sure.
Hufong Foods?
Hufong Food? Crystals.
Yes, you're right.
It is. Crystals.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal.
Yeah. Crystal hot sauce.
Believe it or not, not on the list.
No way.
Really?
Man.
Sons of bitches.
I grew up on that. Texas Pete.
Texas Pete is seven.
Attaboy, TP. has anybody heard of Louisiana hot sauce?
Yes.
Louisiana brand number eight.
That's
oh. Ooh, what about...
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure something real quick here on the crystals. Uh-oh.
Did we already say Tabasco?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, did
what,
you?
What
you said Louisiana brand.
Yeah, and then Tabasco was six.
Okay, so we did get Tabasco. All right.
What was Louisiana? Eight?
Louisiana was eight, yes.
Yep.
Oh, shoot, we're missing a big old chunk right in the middle there. We got Frank's, we got Sriracha.
What about Chihuly? Cholula.
Cholula, yeah, there you go.
Chihuly's
an R. Right.
Cholula is number three. So far, you've got Frank's. You've got Sriracha. You've got Cholula. You've got Tabasco, Texas Pete. Louisiana brand. You've got six out of the ten with one strike against you.
What's that other one that I'm missing? It's got a wooden cap on it and white label.
I know what you're talking.
That's Cholula.
Cholula has the wooden cap.
Yeah.
There's also a very popular brand that I like, that I know is Mexican. It's just Victoria.
Victoria.
Ah, you're close. Maybe am I not? Is it Valencia?
Valentina. Valentina. Number 10. I figured it out. Okay, there's one. Believe it or not, when it comes to hot sauce, there's one fast food establishment that's got a hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Arby's Horsey Sauce?
No.
A hot sauce that everyone talks about.
Taco Bell.
Fire. Taco Bell hot sauce is number five on the list. Horsey sauce. Well, I guess that is technically hot. You know, I never really thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's horseradish, so that isn't...
There's two left.
What is it? Tapatio.
Tapatio number nine.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Thank you, Texters.
There's one more. I don't know if I know this one or not. I gotta look at the label.
Ooh.
This is the one I meant to look at earlier and I forgot because I'm an idiot.
We ran right up on
this thing. It's a hot sauce? It's a popular hot sauce that people like.
Popular hot sauce.
I do like that Valentino.
Oh. You know, I guess I've seen this.
You see it in diners from time to time?
It's called Berman's.
Berman's hot sauce.
Oh, you know what, dude? That's one of those grocery stores. I think you get it at like Wegmans or something, but it's like, I think it's specific to a special store.
Okay. It's number four on the list, so it does very good. Here are your top 10 hot sauces in the U.S. Valentina, number 10.
I'm familiar with Valentina.
Dude, it's that bottle. Any Mexican fruit stand.
They have it over here.
They always have it. It's just standard red bottle.
Yep.
The label looks like it has one of the Mexican states on it.
Yeah. Okay. That giant ass bottle next door upstairs.
I know exactly what
you're
talking
about. It's very mild. Like, I love that.
It's really good
stuff.
It's not good on chicken wings, but it's good on Mexican food. I've tried it with chicken wings. It's just, I don't know, something's different.
Yeah.
Louisiana brand.
Yeah.
Texas Pete, seven. Tabasco, six. Taco Bell, five. Berman's, four. Cholula, three. Hufong Foods, number two. And Frank's Red Hot.
Hufong Poo.
Hufong Foods. And Frank's Red Hot, number one.
I know you got to search for it, but do yourselves a favor. Go online. Get some of that Old Bay hot sauce.
Oh, dude, that stuff.
I mean,
Mike and his wife came over once for breakfast, and I had it, and they were like, holy cow.
I will say this. Good. Even if you're not prone to heartburn, that'll give it to you.
It's worth it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.